Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israeli warplanes pounded Syria as troops reportedly advance deeper into the country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel said on Tuesday it had bombed more than 350 military sites in Syria during the previous 48-hour period, targeting weapons stockpiles in the country. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the wave of strikes are necessary to keep the weapons from being used against Israel following the Syrian government's stunning collapse. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, the insurgents who overthrew the Syrian government now say they've wrested control of the eastern city of Deir el-Zour. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to Jordan and Turkey on Wednesday for talks on Syria, the Department of State said, after Syrian rebels toppled autocrat President Bashar al-Assad over the weekend. Palestinian medical officials say Israeli strikes on the Gaza Strip have killed at least 29 people. One of the strikes hit a home where displaced people were sheltering in the isolated north, killing 19, according to the nearby Kamal Adwan Hospital, which received the bodies early Wednesday. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military. The ex-defense chief in South Korea tried to kill himself after being arrested over martial law. VOA's Richard Green reports.
The head of South Korea's correctional service told lawmakers Wednesday that officers at a detention center in Seoul stopped Kim Jong-un from killing himself the previous night. Kim was arrested early Wednesday on allegations of playing a key role in a rebellion and committing abuse of power. He became the first person formally arrested over the martial law decree imposed by President Yoon Suk-yeol on December 3rd. South Korea's two top police officials were also arrested on Wednesday. They are accused of deploying security forces to parliament to block lawmakers from voting. The cabinet rescinded Yoon's order after just 6 hours. Richard Green, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The Russian Foreign Ministry said on Wednesday that Moscow was not ready to make concessions when it came to Ukraine and that President Vladimir Putin's own proposals on how to end the conflict needed to be implemented. If anyone expects Russia to make any concessions, then apparently these people do not have enough knowledge, perhaps a short memory. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova made her comments after being asked about a call on Sunday by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump for an immediate ceasefire in negotiations between Ukraine and Russia to end, quote-unquote, the madness. The Kremlin chief has said that Ukraine must not join NATO and that Russia needs the entire territory of the four Ukrainian regions he has said are now part of Russia if there is to be peace. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is keeping InfoWars for now after a federal judge rejected The Onion's satirical news outlet's bid for the company. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Federal bankruptcy judge Christopher Lopez cited problems with the auction process and said the outcome left a lot of money on the table for families of the Sandy Hook school shooting who stand to receive most of the proceeds. Judge Lopez left it up to the trustee who oversaw the auction to determine the next steps. The decision means Jones can stay at his InfoWars headquarters in Austin, and Jones quickly went back on the air to applaud the judge's decision. Christopher Maddy, a lawyer for the Sandy Hook families, said they were disappointed in the judge's ruling, but they are as determined as ever to hold Jones and his businesses accountable for the harm he caused. Courts have ordered Jones to pay nearly $1.5 billion in restitution for falsely calling the 2012 school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, a hoax. I'm Jennifer King.
A feared Sudanese militia chief willingly and enthusiastically participated in war crimes, the International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor said Wednesday, laying out accusations of rape, murder, and torture against Ali Muhammad Ali Abd al-Rahman, who is facing 31 charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity committed during Sudan's brutal civil war.
The stark reality is the targets in this case were not rebels, but civilians. They were targeted. They have suffered. They've lost their lives.
Speaking in The Hague, prosecutor Karim Khan made the case. The ICC is holding 3 days of hearings in the case, the first ever stemming from a UN Security Council referral. At least 6 migrants died attempting to reach Spain's Canary Islands by boat. Emergency services and the Red Cross said Wednesday. 5 were found dead among 65 migrants on a boat that arrived on El Hierro overnight. Another was found dead on one of 3 other vessels rescued by the Spanish Coast Guard. Migrant arrivals to the Canary Islands hit a record high for the second consecutive year in 2024, straining the 7 islands off northwest Africa as they grapple with the surge. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.